call this special meeting of the Port of Port Townsend for Thursday, August 6th, 2015, to order. And we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so we have one item on our agenda today, and since we, it's a special meeting, we can only have one item, and we can't have, modify the agenda, so let's just dive right into it.
Well, just as a little bit of preamble, and I'll turn it over to Jim and Pat, and answer any questions you might have. You should have all been given copies of the latest paperwork. We had an excellent teleconference last Friday with all the parties, the bank, TBM, the co-op, Pat came up, Eric was there. Eric couldn't be here today, he's doing his hearings examiner business down in Grace Harbor. So at the end of that, we reached pretty much agreement, and the couple more days of flurries of emails and rewrites and draft number 48 versus draft 47, and I think we're at the finish line, at least as much as the port can do. After that, it's up to the two entities to conclude the deal and get all of life and business. So, Jim, you want to take it from there?
Sure. Any of us that have closed house deals or any kind of small business deals know that there's hundreds of papers that you sign at closing. We're party to a few of those, and what we brought to you today are the documents that the port is really attached to, things that we are agreeing to with the parties. And we had some hiccups. One of the things that our attorneys and Eric wanted to protect is, in case of casualty, what happens to the site. That wasn't really spelled out in the agreement, and it was very, very important for us to know. So in this conference call that Larry talked about, that was really the center of our conversation, is insurance proceeds, what happens if. The three documents I passed out to you basically codify that story. So the first one on your list, I believe, is the consent of landlord. That is a document generated by the bank that says that the landlord is agreeing to these terms of the bank. If we should have a default, if something should happen, the bank would be the first person to assume that lease and be able to find another suitable tenant for that lease. Because we have a second deed of trust going with this transaction, the second document you have is a landlord agreement. That landlord agreement is an agreement what we will do with Townsend Bay, who's holding the second deed of trust on this transaction, and how that will work. And because of the conference call, it changed some parameters of our lease that you all approved about a month ago. Nothing substantial, but we wanted all three of these documents to say the same thing, and so we got that. So what I have done for you is I've highlighted our lease with yellow of the changes that were made. I've highlighted the landlord agreement. I didn't get the consent of landlord agreement highlighted, but we can talk about that. The changes are all right on the front page. So if you want to go through the lease, one of the last things that happened about an hour ago was an email from the bank's lawyer, I believe, saying we probably shouldn't date this lease. So we went ahead and dated it for Monday, just in case it doesn't close on Monday. So they recommended. So we'll probably strike that August 10th, 2015, and let that coincide with the actual closing of this deal, which is on the first page of the lease document.
And then we have August 6th. Yeah, that's not, yeah.
No, that's when you're approving it. That's
right.
Today.
Oh, okay.
So you'll approve it today.
Oh, back.
It's the next few lines down. It says August 10th. That's anticipating a Monday close. That may or may not happen. Which is something that the bank brought up. The next change, again, are dates that we want to talk about, because rent changes at certain days throughout the term of this. There was some other comments that were made. When we talk about the existing improvements on the premises, the lawyers wanted to put in there, unless the improvements are destroyed by fire, that would be covered by 15C, So you would move forward to 15C. And really, the heart of this whole thing we've been working on for 3 weeks is really 15C, or D, excuse me, of the lease. And so what it basically says, if for some reason there is a default, and during that default, one of the buildings should burn down, all of the buildings should burn down, there should be a flood, the first thing that would happen was the cost of demolition and clearing the site, so we have a rentable property. The second thing that would happen is First Sound Bank would be in first position and get the balance of their due. The third would be Thompson Bay would get their due. Fourth would be any other creditors. And the fifth would be anything left would come to the port. So again, that's a parade of horribles. A lot of things would have to happen, but we needed to put it in a document so that it was codified. The next change on page 10 was the bank again wanted a phrase in there that talks about mortgage loss payee. There are different types of insurance. And insurance companies can not allow coverage or not cover something if something should happen. What the bank wanted is protection, so they're asking for the co-op to be able to put what's called mortgagee loss payable. That means that if there is a loss, the insurance company can't say, sorry, we're going to void your insurance. So that will be covered by the co-op, but we wanted to codify it again in this document. And then I believe that's the only change, except the last paragraph that says
the 10th of August
will change. You'll see that exact same language, or pretty close to that same language, in the landlord agreement on page 4. It's highlighted also in red, talking about the site will be cleared first, then it'll go to First Sound, then on Fountain Bay, and on the first page of the consent of landlord.
And I might add, one of the other things that we added towards the end to our benefit is Section B. It's both in the lease as well as the consent of the landlord, where it also performing any environmental remediation for discharge of hazardous materials caused by the fire. If there was a catastrophic fire, because of the type of work that's going on in the structures, there's going to be all sorts of chemicals and paints and varnishes and everything else. And so should any of that contaminate our property, either on that site or flow off onto adjacent property, that would have to be remediated as well. So
that's all I have. I want to thank all you guys for the hard work. I mean, you guys, I know you're boat builders, but you were spending a lot of time on a typewriter too, or computer terminal.
We also provided, the, per the request, we provided the subordination agreement for the bank, so we are clearly subordinated in our position to the bank. That's not something you execute, but we have provided that, so we can help with it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that you guys were here. we were talking before you came. I've been a judge and a port commissioner. I was a port commissioner 17 years and did a fair amount of this. I've never worked on anything that is quite this complicated. It involved four different entities, and it, from time to time, at least six lawyers, all trying to write, all writing different documents, and they all have to fit together. And I know Ed's with me on his head, but there are times, and particularly when you start at like six, they're there at 5:30, I'd call in at 6. We'd have 17 emails in a day would not, you know, that would be. And we knew, the port knew that there was urgency, and we were trying to get this thing closed. Had we not had that meeting on Friday, I don't know, but what I would have come together. But our foremost, the port's obligation, or what we, I think, started from the beginning was, we knew we had to protect the port assets. We didn't want to get in a position where the taxpayers were left holding some liability. and pretty well addressed that, so we're comfortable with that. And the other thing that really came, was a priority too, was I think was to nourish and support economic development in this community. And staff stretch, the commission stretch, but I think in the end it's a transaction, it's a deal that, like I said, is really complicated just because of the number of parties, but it never would have come together. And this is what we all agreed on, without everyone working together. If there had been one obstructionist in this endeavor, the wheels would have come off the train. The movie would have ended a whole lot different than it does today. And it's simply because there was such a cooperation among people that didn't even know one another, but wanted to see this thing come together. And I'm, it's a pity Eric isn't here today. Eric and Jim were tremendous on this thing all along. They were receptive to ideas. It was really a pleasure to work with them. And I don't think without their participation, we could have produced this document. I certainly couldn't have done it, I'll tell you that. And you had really established that other lawyers were big time, big firm, do this. And I was really proud to be a part of this. I think, and Larry, when we came to some tough places in the road, that's why I mentioned that support for economic development. I think that's what drove a lot of our energies. But we've spent, like I said, it isn't uncommon, and I know Ed had the same thing. You get 17 emails, I don't know how many phone calls, just, and it's over dates or priorities. We wanted a subrogation agreement, we wanted environmental protection, so we got what we wanted, and it was really a noble event.
So what's the latest estimate of the actual closing?
We could potentially close Monday or Tuesday. Monday maybe slipped to Tuesday. We're still shooting for Monday if everything falls into place. I also want to say, thanks for the dedication and flexibility for getting this together. It is the one of the reasons it's complex is because we're setting up the only facilities in the port into the big that will accommodate the big lift and consequently provide some environmental protection for this work to go on in the future. So we provided a 30-year lease for that work to continue, and that's not what we were able to offer from our end. So a lot of complexity comes with making that effort to provide for the next 30 years for marine trades in Port Townsend. So I'm proud of that. I also, another universal law for me that I keep forgetting to plug into these transactions is the most of the money goes to the least likely scenarios. it's like the insurance proceeds, like things that happen if there's a casualty, like things that happen to a default. It's like a prenup. You have to be diligent about protecting all parties from all the possible things that can happen under the circumstances. I think we've been diligent for that. I appreciate all parties. We've worked very closely with the shipwrights in moving this forward, and our attorneys have worked very closely with each other and also with the board. So I think there's lots to be proud of.
Yeah, and I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the co-op for everybody in this room pulling it together. It was a very long, long road to get here, and I really an eye-opening experience for me, because I didn't think it needed to be or would be this complex, but we recognize the support from the port and the commissioners. We recognize the support from the community, and it is a very good thing for this community, we feel. And we thank you to the lawyers for pulling it together when we when we said we have a deadline, we need it done, it got done. We appreciate that.
Well, your patience, I mean, it's, and Ed, you were great too. It's just like it took everybody to pull it.
Right, any one participant in this that wanted it to not happen.
Could have blown the deal.
It would not happen.
Guess we just need to vote.
So, well, I'd like to ask first, are the three commissioners comfortable with
yes,
what we presented and the process we've gone through here?
You had a chance to read over it.
Yeah, I've read everything. I'm a little worried about the 2015 date. Who's going to be sitting here in 2050?
Sue. Sue will, yeah.
It'd be fun to poke your head under the curtain and see what's going on in 2050. So. But no, I have read all the documents, and Jim and Larry have both kept me abreast of what's going on, and so I'm fully comfortable with what's. I'm excited for you guys. So,
should you approve it, what we'll do is once the deal is closed on page 18 of the lease, we'll put that date in there, and then we'll all sign the document and get the attorney's signature, and Sue will notarize it, and everybody will get a copy, and
everybody wants copies.
Yeah. So, do you have any questions, Brad?
No.
Okay, then I move that we approve the agreement, which consists of these three documents before us.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yay!
Congratulations.
Historic moment. Thank you for holding this special meeting. I very much appreciate it. Yes. I knew we were keeping you on. What about tomorrow or the day after? Right now, it's
today because.
Yeah, and I'm having some of the same things. It's been hard to do like a lot of things, anything in August, because people have been gone.
Okay, so this the special meeting is adjourned.